The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Pause right there, producer. I forget I didn't tell you to play any music. It is that type of Monday. It's wonderful. I know all of my winter-loving friends are all in their fields. It's a nice, cool Monday morning. I'm going to say a good morning and shout out to all the people on Montague Ramp. Good morning to one of my favorite vendors out there, Dottie. I'm trying to get Dottie to make a commercial for me. Dottie is one of the last fish callers. She's one of the last fish callers left in our culture. And I want to preserve that. She is fantastic. Morning to everybody on Montague Ramp. Also, I'm excited this morning. Happy belated birthday to the one and only, the person who has most favored Mitchell status, Ona Bailey. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to my wonderful Aunt Ona Bailey. Also, it's all just a celebratory time. Contest heats up in the kitchen. That is the headline of a Tribune article, I think, from Friday. Students from several senior high schools participated in the Ministry of Education's 30th annual Young Chef Culinary Competition semifinals on Thursday. The competition took place, the New Providence arm of the competition took place at Doris Johnson Senior High School, and selected representatives from each participating senior high school's food and nutrition and hospitality and tourism studies departments took part. On Wednesday, junior high school students took part in the semifinals at L.W. Young Junior High School. Now, I got a little friend from a Kefren International Academy named Anu, who reminded me this morning that I have to say congratulations to both Amina Aeneas and Sia Wright. They are both a Kefren Scarabs, and they won the New Providence semifinal, the New Providence division of the semifinals of the 30th annual Young Chef competition. That is Amina Aeneas and Sia. And I hope I got all of that information correct. Congratulations to them, both young women competing the highest levels in the culinary world. And they are both vegan chefs. That is something spectacular. They are both vegan chefs, and they continue to excel in this space. So congratulations to them. Congratulations to all of the participants and all of the winners so far. And thank you to whoever treated these young stars to an afternoon at the Bahama Culinary and Art Festival. Thank you very much. It's always important to big up young people. Important to point out to other young people what is possible, what is, you know, potentially what they could do in this place. So today is going to be a What's in the News open, sort of open line show. The numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. You can text us at 422-4796. That's 422-4796. And that is powered by BT UTC standard text rates apply. Now remember, we're streaming live audio and video on guardiantalkradio.com. You can listen on TV on Cable Bahamas channel 969 or Flow channel 612. Or listen, just download the Guardian Radio app for your Apple or Android device. Listen to our audio feed or watch us right there on the Guardian Radio app. Okay, government has a pothole program right now. I think they are attempting to train potholes and give them skills so they could be viable members of the society. No, that's not what's happening. It's a report potholes program. And here's what you do. You take a photo of the pothole. You send a location and picture to one of these numbers, 557-3227, that's 557-3227, or 376-0936, that's 376-0936. Then next, give the pothole a name, create a journal, document its growth, milestones, and aggregate development for the purposes of the government. Please do that. Dear pothole team, because I can't take a picture while I am driving, I'm unable at this moment to give you a picture of the massive pothole on Bernard Road between Sack Entrance and Budget Food Store. It is about roughly halfway between those points. The pothole team may not see it because it looks like a trench. It looks like it's a part of some roadworks. It is not, it appears. Anyway, the point is this. Please come and fill in the trench that has been there for several months, has grown. It looks like it's now in eighth grade. It had a growth spurt. It lost some weight. People keep spewing all those rocks into the road. Like, y'all don't understand the dangers associated with potholes and reckless drivers. But it's something as simple as loose rocks in or around a pothole. A vehicle could kick up a rock and it would be projected in the direction of pedestrians or another vehicle. Please, pothole team, get on it. There were a number of traffic incidents over the last 2 weeks that I thought were major and should have made front page or main section news. Last week, a man in a wheelchair was killed on Tonique Williams Darling Highway and Theodore Lane. This weekend, the end of last week, there was a traffic fatality in Abaco. And I have to ask this question, people. Head-on collisions happen on the family islands. What is it about the driving culture on the family islands that enables this to happen? I'm going to keep talking about traffic constantly. I'm not going to stop. First of all, our police are overwhelmed, and they're overwhelmed because we refuse to focus on the problems when they're small and manageable. We refuse to focus on the spaces where it's easier and easiest to manage people, to moderate behavior, to cause people to think critically. Paying attention to this space will help us begin to solve and resolve so many more problems. Producer, I see we got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, good morning. I'm Mr. Aaron Green.
Good morning. How are you?
Man, listen, I had to call in, man. Help. I kept all you say. The pothole in the atrium. Man, Aaron, I want to warn you.
Uh-huh.
People are driving, and when you're going to make those kind of jokes, uh-huh, make sure prepare to so they can pull on the side, man.
Yes, sir. I will do.
Yeah, because I had to automatically pull on the side where I laughed so hard and almost burst my almost burst my pants. I couldn't get over that one.
That's like, that is what it's like. Listen, somebody was advertising a one bedroom, one and a half bath pothole on East Street South. I almost took up that offer.
This is the area. I like how you bring the humor to the matter. Because, boy, my grandmother always used to say, if you don't laugh, you'll die.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a mechanism we could use to moderate our own behavior, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and they always used to say, it takes something like almost five times as much muscles inside in the face to frown than to smile.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, I think that's not a problem. You know, you have to try to keep life as a balance and don't get too deep in the stress of these problems. And I appreciate you trying to bring humor to these things every morning. Sometimes I'm probably starting off having a bad day and listening to you and you get carried up and get all the troubles you've been having a minute ago.
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, thank you, man. I just called to tell you, man, you made
I can put up a warning. I can put up a warning next time.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Too, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And dear parents, when you are interacting with your children, when you're dealing with children and you're frustrated, and they will frustrate you, there's a manual that comes with them, and that's on the manual. They will frustrate you. Try to use humor to help calm yourself, help calm the situation, and convey what it is you're really trying to convey to the young peoples that you're in them. Absolutely. I said I was going to be easy, so I didn't do a lot of research, but I think if we were reporting the number of traffic accidents that occur daily, that are occurring regularly, from the most benign to the most serious, if we reported, had a section on that in the paper, people would be stunned. People would be stunned, not just by the volume of accidents, but the nature of these accidents and what people were doing when they occurred. Okay, I got a text here. Aaron, remind me again why it takes a judge 4 years or 48 months or 1,460 days to make simple decision on the shantytown situation while the country is suffering from it. This just shows how dysfunctional and dare I say mediocre our judicial system is. Well, there's been a massive backlog. The state and judicial actors for several decades now have been attempting to devise mechanisms to help manage that backlog. But we're going to get to that because there's two issues, right? It's the shantytown situation should require urgency, right? I sort of agree with you. That should have demanded urgency. That's the sort of case where you put other cases aside and you sort of push that one forward. And then we talk about the state of the judiciary generally. Producer, I see we... Dear caller, I am sorry. We got to go to this break. When we get back from the break, we get to you, caller. Hold the line, please. You're on the clock. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Fidelity's free Women Plus seminar is back. Join us on Saturday, October 29th at the Bahama Convention Center, where leading professionals will give you the hard facts on topics like
how to be rich 101, how your mental and emotional health impacts financial health, and what I wish women knew about men,
and how to get their money. This free life-changing event is for women and men. The seminar includes breakfast, 8 sessions, plus over $8,000 in prizes and surprises. Registration and breakfast begins at 8 a.m. with sessions from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Space is limited, so register now for free at fbbwomenplus.com.
No matter who I marry, No matter where my wife gives birth, our children will be Bahamian, like me.
If I birth in the Bahamas, or my children won't even be Bahamian like I am.
That don't even make sense.
That's why we had the referendum in 2016.
But the people vote no.
The government can still do something about it with ordinary legislation. And it needs to develop an action plan and timeline to hold another referendum to deal with gender inequality in the Constitution.
Well, we can make that happen.
Go to tiny.cc/nationality to support the campaign for equal nationality rights by Equality Bahamas.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. And let's go straight to this caller who's been holding for a minute. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
More than a minute. A pleasant good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning, Sparky. How you do?
Miss, I am so glad that you gave us an open line this morning in regards to the pothole committee and all of that kind of thing and team. I wonder if our leaders go to work in helicopters because they can't drive on the same roads that we drive on. So they must be leaving from their backyard and land in the backyard of their office.
You remember when Ingram asked where the hologram, who have the hologram machine? They have
yes.
a teleporter too.
Oh, on top of them buildings or something?
Yeah,
they
yeah.
Right on top of the building, then they go down, stay away.
Yes, sir.
I ask you that. The other day, I don't know if you saw this thing went viral. There was a pot cake dog laying in a puddle of water on a road right there in Montreal Avenue.
Listen.
Now, guess what I named that? I named that, you know, I did a whole name and it went viral. Guess what happened?
Uh-huh.
I said that was the pot cake move and sold his house up in Vinton and moved down in the valley where he was fitted out. With a house and a pool in the yard by
yeah.
Mr. Jobo Campbell. Because, Miss Green,
yeah.
Perry Christie, Mr. Perry Christie, past Prime Minister, I was living on Madera Street from 1965. Perry Christie went in the House of Assembly in 1977.
Uh-huh.
Perry Christie grew up on Mount Royal Avenue and then Mount Rose Avenue after family came from Eleuthera.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Perry Christie bragged about how he'd been in the House of Assembly for 40 years.
Uh-huh.
Mount Royal Avenue has never been paved.
No,
if you turn off a Wolf Road going up to North Hawkins Hill,
yeah.
You will be like you're going through Galio Cut up in Exuma.
Oh, man.
Because how can you brag about being a representative for the valley and never pay? That's a main road. That's a road like Shane Street, Bay Street.
Spoggy.
Look at Mr. LeGrain. Let me say this. There's pay. If a hole happened on Bay Street, they will pay the whole of Bay Street. The whole of Shirley Street, the whole of wherever there is where they live in their area. But when you come over the hill, they send in a pothole crew to patch pothole. We don't need the whole patch. We need the roads paved.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Sparky. Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, Sparky, I'm trying to laugh today, but such a good point that you've made. An excellent point that you've made, because this whole government, both the administration and the royal opposition, in collusion, have decided that they are going to convince us that patching is the same thing as paving. The same way they convince y'all that regulate and legalize mean the same thing. And I, for one, am very upset about it, because you're absolutely right. Now, I don't know if you're right that they have not paved it in your entire existence or the existence of the road, right? But I agree with you, what you're saying, is that it's in the condition it's in because a proper paving protocol has not been implemented. and all they've been doing is patching and patching. In fact, I got to call Michael Peter Pateman, our local historian, to come and do an excavation. And let's see how many layers of civilization sit underneath that patch job right there. Producer, let's go to this next call. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I am good, thank you. How you do?
Awesome, awesome. You know, interesting conversation. Yeah, I was kind of a little amused or tickled pink when I saw the Facebook page where, you know, they're asking for people to report potholes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, it seems as if the same holes you report, you know, many of them have not been done as yet.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the two kickers that I would like to introduce this morning. Firstly, you know, the way how they patch these potholes anyway, and these trenches that is dug across the road.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you would travel, when you're a well-traveled person and you go into other jurisdictions, and you see those trenches remain smooth as the day that they were put down. You know, the road is a continuous move instead of when you hit the trench, you would feel that little bump.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just smooth. Here in Nassau, for some reason, they can never get that right. You know, there's another pet peeve that a lot of persons are talking about. You can't even bring a new car here before the cars actually start to shake, rattle, and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a lot of these roads. We pay high taxes in road traffic with our licensing and our inspections and everything. But yet we can't get decent roads. There's two roads in particular that I think we need to pay particular attention to, because we've been calling over the years for these roads to be totally repaved.
Mm-hmm.
Mackey Street from Shirley Street straight down to Wolf Road.
Mm-hmm.
That road has not been done in ages. Hawkins Hill coming down from Immigration straight across to Wolf Road. In particular, when you get into that Wolf Road area there, that area there in front of Quality Fabric,
mm-hmm.
that road is atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
They need to do something with that. We have more craters in that road than we have on the moon. And these persons would not go and fix these roads. These roads must be fixed, man.
Absolutely.
We pay enough for these cars in closing. We pay enough taxes in this country. My God, give us some quality roads, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you for taking my call.
No, absolutely. Thank you. And it's the sort of economic point that I land the car, and within months after landing it, I have a massive problem. The second is, we haven't even discussed the impact on our bodies. And what this means, particularly for working people. People got to walk, has got to stand up all day, got to walk for part of the day. They're catching the bus on these roads. The impact on our bodies. The point that potholes are reappearing as if they have not been inspected properly, as if the whole area has not been assessed properly to determine what can and cannot work in those spaces. We're talking about areas we call the valley. There is no consideration. There is no water drainage plan. And what about the children and poor people who have to walk every day through this water? See, when I asked the question, is the political class aware of themselves? And Sparky asked the question, how do these people get to work? When they're traveling on the streets, do they not feel a sense of obligation that perhaps this is something that I should have been responsible for? Anyway, producer, I got a blue light flashing in here. What should I do? Just touch the blue light? We're going to see what happens. Good morning, caller. You on the clock?
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
I'm fine. This is the blue light one, eh?
Yeah, but look here. You special.
Oh, yeah, because I know the fire dolphin win.
they won?
Of course.
You know, I was busy this weekend.
Okay, but I was busy too watching the dolphin.
I feel like because I didn't watch the game, they won. How do you feel?
Oh, I hear that. Let me ask this question.
Yeah, yeah.
In the Ministry of Work, do they have a section for potholes?
I think they are supposed to have a section, because I've seen teams working out of vehicles with red plates, right? Which would indicate a government vehicle versus a subcontractor.
I think they just put up a mixed plan the other day. I don't know if that's dealing with roads.
Mm-hmm.
What I always dream of, and I hope it's in the blueprint of change, I always dream about a road being like a flooded road. You would say that type of material.
Mm-hmm.
The material we use, what I call, is the back gate to just get more money from the people who are responsible for the contractors of those roads.
I got you.
Because, I mean, come on, man. When they pass the road, it looked more, to me, the part was decoration. When they pass it, up nasty.
I got you. Yeah.
You agree?
Well, it certainly, I don't see a lot of smooth work done.
That's not at all.
Yeah. I mean, in fact, I saw an area where they cut out parts of the road to repave,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
The spots were covered by, you know, there were trees there. And so we figured they would come in and chip out the tree root and level the ground and then patch. Uh-huh. They patch right over the hump of the tree root. They patch a curve. Listen, I got another call.
Yeah, let me close with that.
Yeah.
We have an all kind of seminars about business, quick cut and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Let's have a whole entire seminar on how to direct problems we have, including the potholes and making it look like
I got you.
Place road, country road.
Listen, I got to go. I lost another caller. Thank you. I lost another caller. Good morning, caller. You on the clock. I'm sorry I did miss you. Okay, caller. Good morning, caller. You on the clock.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Listen, I've seen or made some complaints to a minister of works concerning some potholes in my area, the Kennedy subdivision area.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman came. Now, listen, there's a speed bump through the corner.
Mm-hmm.
There were some big holes on one side and on the other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they patched the holes on the northern side of the speed bump and then passed over the holes on the southern side of the speed bump and then patched a smaller set further up from that. As if they intentionally doing this to collect extra funds. And I have never seen the level of potholes that I am seeing today.
Absolutely. I understand.
Never.
Yeah.
Under any government.
So absolutely.
I don't know what's going on, you know, but they need to start doing some major, and patching in and working a lot of these areas, because a lot of these roads are really bad. They need to repave a lot of these roads.
Yeah. Reassess, redesign, and repave. Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Producer, let's go to this next call quickly. Good morning, caller. You on the clock.
Good morning, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
I'm fine. I listen to you and Sparky, right, and a lot of people. And, uh-huh. And I don't know if you ever passed under the bridge. I had to buy 2 brand new tires.
Under the bridge?
Yeah, man, the big holes there too, man, big holes.
Yeah.
I ride straight to the place I had to buy a second hand tire because I couldn't afford to buy no more brand new tire.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, nothing is going to happen in this country until we get rid of the rules of school. They don't like us, the Bahamans. They like foreigners, they like everybody. They don't like the Bahamans, you know. These people don't like us. They don't. Nothing can change in this country. Go ahead and case them, you know. Don't care what they do, nothing happen good for us. My children, my grandchildren, we need to get rid of these moves too. They don't love the Bahamian people. That's all I can say on that matter. Thanks for taking my call, sir.
Absolutely. It appears it's more economically viable to not love us. Like, it makes it easier to have love in their hearts for us. Okay, one more call. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
Morning, Brian. You're doing a splendid job. Listen, I just thought I'll call with respect to that conjunction that span over 4 years. Just imagine that. They've gone through two different administrations, right?
Yes.
And that just goes to show you that they are not serious about illegal immigration in the Bahamas. That's all that shows, you know. The evidence is quite glaring. Poisons criticized Mr. Bannister when he made his comments with respect to that ruling.
Mm-hmm.
But it is quite... You see what has happened now? You see what is in our face? Right in our face. You have Poisons to acting where they should go when they ought not have even been here in the Bahamas. That's where we are. Notwithstanding the situation that has gone out of control from Roker left in 87, he said it will come home to roost. And that's what we are reaping what we sow, what we allow to be sown in the Bahamas. That's what has happened. None of the government can say unequivocally that they made any real attempt to address this matter, and that's why we are where we are today.
Yes, sir. All of it. All of it. Frustrations on both sides, the lack of clarity. Yes, sir. Come on. No, and I don't mean both PLP and FNM. I mean like sort of both sides of the discussion. People who are frustrated with the lack of attention to migration and its impact on the country, and the advocates who say, look here, the conversation is hostile. The lack of action or the state's inaction, the dereliction of duty, they're responsible for all of it. Thank you.
Of course. And I agree with you 100%.
Thank you, Texter. Thank you very much. See, oh gosh, boy producer, you play the music at the right time. Listen, you guys, stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock. I got a lot of texts. I even get to all the things I wanted to talk about today. Did y'all know Old Fort Bay looking like, they sounding like a shanty town. It's just in the paper. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're on the clock.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson, pass the test. Always, you're always calling me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Unequal gender nationality law is a violation of human rights and a failure of the government to meet its obligations. In 2018, the CEDAW Committee told the Bahamas to set a clear time frame for constitutional reform, to integrate the principle of gender equality into all laws, and to amend the Bahamas Nationality Act 1973 for Bahamian women and men to transmit citizenship on an equal basis. Join Equality Bahamas in demanding action now. Visit tiny.cc/nationality for more.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are on the clock with Erin Green, and let's get to these texts. I wish the road team would fix the new island, or is it a bridge, or at the cross of Village Road and Shirley. I think it's back for hours because people are slowing down to navigate that non-existent obstruction. No, I mean, yes. I mean, yeah. A lot of the reasons why traffic is backed for hours is because people drive bad. You didn't notice that? People drive bad. It's almost as if they in the car driving, but that's not their primary purpose for being in the car. And although they know they going home, right? Like that's the purpose is to go home. They on their phone. They having conversation. They're not watching and observing the flow of traffic moving in front of them. So they're slow to take off when traffic moves again. There are these large, massive gaps in the traffic, two and three car lengths of gap. Right? That's a major part. Another reason, because the people coming up in the right lane, forcing their way into the left lane to go over to the Eastern Road from East Bay Street with no regard for the flow of traffic, no indication, or communication with drivers who have the right of way in the left lane, the east lane. That's a big part of it. Okay, another text. Erin, former DPM Desmond Bannister, was much better at paving and fixing roads than this present government. This government's clueless when it comes to fixing these roads. Oh, dear texter, it would be interesting to do an assessment. It would. I was just laughing at something else. These potholes are necessary to keep the bush mechanics in business. Not just the bush mechanics, the parts providers, but more importantly, the chiropractors, the massage therapists, the amount of money spent on body maintenance due to what we sort of call intangible injury from driving on bad roads. Another text say PLP is known for not fixing roads. You know what they're known for? Fixing their mouth and telling you anything. Good morning. Keep their feet to the fire. They will change cars every year. Their shark's good. Ah, there you go. That's the text right there. They don't ever actually, they don't feel it. Another text. Morning, Gladstone Road. Too flat. Holds bus a car going north and one going south. Almost same time. Y'all had entertainment. See, then y'all missed. That's the next safety issue. The accident that could result from a blowout. The damage, the injury. The PMH hospital, y'all play too much. Another text, Aaron, we are supposed to have gaps about one car length in between cars. These is called driving with due care and attention. It seems like you are one of those cars that tailgate and drive too close. Did you know that if you were paying attention, you could keep driving and still maintain that gap between you and the car in front of you? But I'm going to continue to read your other texts because you sent them and you're listening, and I love that. Thank you. Aaron, the call is correct. We paved these roads incorrectly. They are paved with asphalt instead of concrete. I don't never see a pothole on PI Bridge. I am not sure that's how the technology works, Texter, but thank you. I wonder, as citizens can file a class action lawsuit with the government to get reimbursement for our cars. I am almost certain the answer is yes. What about pregnant women whose body and babies are jolted by maneuvering over these potholes? This must be dangerous. I agree with you, Texter. Aaron, on another note, let's congratulate the UK for electing its first British Asian Prime Minister. We need a Bahamian Asian or Bahamian Indian Prime Minister to Aaron diversity. Cool text, Aaron. We read that one already. Okay, another text. And this one is simple. Auto parts are 45%. I wanted to be a gangster one time. And then my grandmother told me all of those slots are filled. And that's why we have the greatest tourism product in the world. So be easy. I too would like to be a gangster. Miss Green, it's amazing how the gated communities are jealous of their space. They fear new people. Old Fort Bay expects to take legal action, according to the Tribune. Listen, I don't want it to sound like celebratory because it's not celebratory, but I'm thankful for an opportunity, right, to show people something. Would you ever have thought that you could term shantytown in relation to a place like Old Fort Bay or Lyford Key? Would you ever have thought that they were having the same sorts of issues that people in unregulated communities are having? Would you ever have thought that it's possible that, I mean, they're saying, anyway, dear people of Old Fort Bay, just remember this. You can't solve problems with money. You can't solve problems with money. Okay, we got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock.
Caller, this is Doc in the West along with you, Aaron, Pretty Eyes, Grant.
Brayman, you know you can cause the insurance on these eyes go up if you keep saying that, right? How you doing?
Thank God. If anything is going on, everybody would look to see what I'll be speaking of.
Yeah, that's what has drive the prices up, Brayman. You're waking against me.
Well,
anyway.
Then you make sure I get your share.
How you doing?
I'm holding. For a couple of things I want to talk about, right? Three things. The hedges all over the place, over the sidewalk and stuff like that. That's nastiness. Those people need to work. Not only that, the pothole in Mason's Addition, they're holding water, and I'm falling in them.
I got you.
And stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, other point, last point is, right? Now, the commissioner... His secretary, Ms. Bendel, always tell me he coming around here, right?
Mm-hmm.
He need to come around here, spend 3 days off Mason's Addition to reconcile the situation around here.
Yes, sir.
Because the Central Police Station not reconciling them, and it giving me a problem, and I don't need their problem.
I got you, Brayman. Thank you very much, and I'm sure they heard your notice. Okay, I got a text here. Good morning, Aaron. You know about this potholes hotline? You supposed to WhatsApp them the location. I drive around all day pinning. And they reply to say thanks, but I ain't see a hole filled yet. Anyway, just a reminder, the numbers for the pothole hotline are 1-242-376-0936. Also 557-3227. Another text. I've noticed an increase in the number of walkers intruding into road space when the perfectly good sidewalk is available. If the sidewalk is good enough for children and poor people, dear joggers, the sidewalk is good enough for you. If you're running, I can see you using the road to protect your knees, but if you walk, please get on the sidewalk. You have no right over a car, and you're endangering me and you. Dear joggers, remember when we were in school and they tell you walk single file? You can't run single file. Why, you'll have to walk four across in the road. What are you modeling for young children? Why are you taking these risks with your lives in, let me call it, this ain't no post-PMH New Providence, this PMH New Providence. Why would you be taking those risks with your life or the lives of motorists? Now the text, Aaron, I was saying that we pave roads over here with just asphalt instead of asphalt concrete like they use in the States. That's why they have fewer potholes in the U.S. No, I thought you were saying just use concrete. But there is a derivative called asphalt concrete. I've seen a material that they use. It looks like asphalt, but it allows the water to drain through. But there's like a catchment system underneath it. Dear texter, I see your text. Let's go to this call. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, morning, Aaron. What's up, sir?
Hey, man. That's how I feel about you.
Great. You're holding it down.
Yeah, man.
But Aaron, I'm glad you was on a trend just now when you're talking about the joggers, right?
Yeah.
And in particular, let me add on a little piece to it. In particular, to those persons out west, I'm talking about out west, and I have my reasons why I say out west.
Mm-hmm.
In the mornings, please, you all put on a vest. Put on a vest, okay? Please. Joggers, walkers, put on a vest and stay out of the government road. The road is for cars. The road is for motoring vehicles, not for us to jog on, not for us to walk on. That's why the government made sidewalks. It's simple.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it, right, you know what is getting me in this country, Aaron, is mm-hmm. that you got to tell children to walk on the sidewalk. Watch this now. You can tell the children walk on the sidewalk, but you're a big adult. You decide to walk in the road, on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
But you want the children to walk there.
Yeah.
All right. Sometimes in this country, we got to practice with money. Sometimes if you get up early in the morning, you're driving, you see people them walking. And then you got some people now, they have on their vest, they have on their reflector tennis, their reflector, whatever. You can see the bright lights from them. But some people, and then some of them is green, they walk with these dark clothes on, right?
Yep.
Then the minute time you come around curve, you got a slam and brake, pop.
You know what that is, right?
Huh?
When you on the family island, right? You making a ghost move, you may have to jog when four settlements.
But the danger part about that, right, Ms. Green, you know, let's be realistic now. Ain't everyone going to be, you know, honest about certain things, especially when it comes to accidents. You could have some people come around the curve.
Yes.
You walk in and stuff, it's dark, boom, they knock you down, they go.
Yeah.
The only thing you hear on the news, person get hit and run, that's it.
Mm-hmm. And they rely on the culture.
Try to protect yourself, people.
Yes.
And I think the government said, right, I can't speak, I'm only saying, this is what I think, I heard. I think they said that. In November, is it November that they're going to close down Gladstone Road? I think it's November they're going to close down. But Gladstone Road really needs some TLC, like ASAP.
Right. They're probably going to be closing down portions for the purposes of road works.
I hope that when Ministry of Works or whoever does the road, that they don't make that same mistake like Village Road. And Bahamian people, come on, man. You know, Nassau is small, it's congested, we understand that, but, you know, you can deter, you know, make a deter or divert yourself to get to your house eventually, but why ride on the road and it's still ain't paved? That's why the government needs to do is, if you're going to do Gladstone Road from I think that's by Lakeview,
yeah,
and to Carmichael Road. Block the whole road off. Block the whole road off.
And just do it one time?
Huh?
And just do the whole thing one time.
And do the whole thing. Well, and then, before they do that, they need to correspond. Let's be realistic.
Yeah.
With the gas station and the movies. Because, you know, that's basically on that road and other businesses.
Yeah.
So you have to be, you know, fair about it too.
I gotta go. I got another caller.
Have a good one, Aaron.
Absolutely. And I ain't get to talk about what I wanted to talk about yet. And then this person sent this text about great show as usual. Could we people in the Bahamas not get married until we figure out this marriage rape? Texter. I mean, that's sort of, I think it makes sense, but I'm not married. So the people tell me I'm not qualified to speak on it, but I like that we have to talk about that as more, some more. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yes.
Good morning.
First time caller.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Morning. We got to realize the hot mix plan is owned by the man who they trying to get out the post office. Simonet. That's who owned the hot mix plan.
I got you.
So that's why it's taking so long for them to tar the roads. You'll notice they trim the roads, make them square and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Simonet one top dollar for his tar, and they don't want to pay for it. So that's why we're taking so long to tar the roads. And
okay.
The roads.
Thank you, thank you, caller.
All right.
All right. Thanks. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much. That's a consideration, right? Something to delve into. At this point, once they come out to work in steel-toe boots and not in slippers and tennis, I can pay them whatever they want. Once they do just that. Okay, another text. Bahama mix and Bahama hot mix are not the same. This is a text saying those two companies are not the same. Bahama mix and Bahama hot mix are two different companies. Okay, thank you, texter, for that clarification. Another text, what has killed me is when there is a sidewalk on one side of the road and everyone is walk on the other side of the road with no walk. Yes, there are people. There's some people, they never go walk on sidewalk ever in their entire life, and you just sitting here letting the sidewalk waste and have nothing to do. The numbers for the pothole hotline, text 557-3227 or 376-0936. Another text, the text is, wants me to reiterate their caller, your point was received, but you made a mistake. Bahamix and Bahama Hot Mix are not the same company. I have no problem reiterating that text because somebody can fact check it. I can't fact check it right here on the airwaves. Okay, so let me tell you what I wanted to talk about today. So last week, Cable Bahamas announced that their customers will see a price increase as they complete their fiber to the home upgrades, right? For unbundled broadband customers, $5 increase they're looking at. For bundled broadband customers, they're looking at an increase of roughly $7. For a statement, because I'd asked the question, I think, last week, did this price increase require IRCA approval? Was a statement by IRCA published indicating that they have approved this price increase, right? So I went looking for that, a price, Cable Bahamas price increase, and then I found this statement entitled Press Release, IRCA Responds to BPL's Fuel Charge Increase Proposal, dated October 11th, 2022. It's a press release on the IRCA website entitled IRCA Responds to BPL's Fuel Charge Increase Proposal, October 11th, 2022. And I think it's as the electricity sector's regulator, IRCA has commenced an active review of Bahamas Power and Light Company Limited proposed fuel charge increase to be reflected on customers' November 2022 electricity bills. IRCA advises the public that in accordance with its regulatory mandate, it will present its findings to the public at the conclusion of this review. IRCA, did you advise the government that in accordance with your regulatory mandate, you would present your findings to them at the conclusion of the review? IRCA, you late? I gotta go. IRCA, you very late. I gotta go. Thank you for tuning in to On the Clock with Erin Green. Stay tuned to Guardian 9 FM. Guardian Radio AM is up next. Then The Revolution, then Z Live with Jivago Lang, and then it's Naughty Talking Heads. You guys have a great day. Have a great day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.